Brendan, for Blues fans, it might be a little bit frustrating. It's your worst day in 122 years. There's obviously been good signs last week against West Coast and again tonight. What's your message to them after that game?
No, we feel their frustration. It hurts when we lose. We know that this hasn't happened in the club's history, but I suppose it's the first time in the club's history it's generally done a rebuild. It's focused on a full-blown rebuild. So it hurts. Players hurt. Coaches hurt. I'm sure our supporters hurt when you haven't got a win on the scoreboard yet. They're going to work incredibly hard, but it is the first time in history too that we have had a genuine rebuild.
Is it a fair criticism tonight that at times it looked like you were holding up the ball from a defensive perspective rather than, I guess, taking the game on?
Oh no, there's times that's just about controlling momentum. At times you've got to do that. All teams do that. You'll see it from time to time when teams kick the ball around. But no, that wasn't all the time. I think the only positive there for us is the second half. I think we may have just snuck over on the scoreboard, but the game, you know, we were 4 or 5 goals down at half time, and there was too many errors on the way out of defence. We gave them goals, and full credit to the Dogs. They put some pressure on, but we turned the ball over going out of defence, and that coupled with when going inside 50, not connecting, hurt us. Yeah, so I think they would have kicked 9 goals from turnover and we only kicked 3, something like that. So we needed to use the ball better out of defence, and we definitely need to use it better going inside 50.
I know there's a good plan in place, but are you worried that these losses will put pressure on the rebuild?
No, we're not going to deviate. I said that last week. Right now, our youngsters are getting games and opportunities. Our leaders find out a lot about themselves when there's challenge on, as do coaches. So we're working incredibly hard. I know we're all united from top down.
So with the rebuild, when do you expect it to turn? I mean, if you've got this political plan in place and you're not so concerned about the 0-6 start?
No, I'm concerned. I think you would have heard what I just said at the start. We're frustrated.
Yeah.
We're feeling it and it hurts. So we are concerned about not winning. All I'm saying is there's a reality we've gone through a rebuild.
When do you think it will turn around?
What we're hoping as soon as possible, we're there to win every game, but you know, hopefully by the halfway mark we have got a win or two. I'm not going to put a figure on it just now. Here's some simple fact for you. 3 years ago when we started the rebuild, we were averaging about 4 guys from 18 to 21 years of age. In the second year of this rebuild, it jumped to 6. This year it's around 9 or 10 guys. So we've increased our talent through the draft, but dropped significantly in age and experience. Hence you're seeing a little bit of what's happening now. But it is frustrating because we want to win.
You're pretty animated, obviously, at halftime. I know you're passionate, Brendan. But what was your message to the boys at halftime and then again at three-quarter time?
Yeah, a lot of it was around some centre-forward composure, I thought, in the first quarter. We had some chances to score and fumbled or missed kicks or rushed it. So we just wanted them to calm down, particularly centre forward. The Bulldogs, I think their handball numbers were quite strong too. They were flicking it around out of congestion, so we needed to try and pressure their handball. So they were a lot of the main messages.
Bit of a trend with teams going smaller in attack. You've got Harry, Charlie and Levi. Are you happy with that going forward?
Well, tonight it didn't work. I think we would have had 4 or 5 tackles inside 50. But that was coupled also with some decisions and poor ball use going inside, which didn't help them as well. So we'll have a look at that mix over the week.
There's perhaps unfair to a single one player out, but obviously there was some emphasis on Jack Silvani's game tonight. What are your expectations for him at this stage, and I guess is he leaving?
Yeah, I think we've just got to bear in mind with Jack that he's a third-year player, and people need to know he's working incredibly hard with his coaches on his game. He's really determined, and we've got his back. Like we have all our playing group, we've got his back and we will work hard to help him grow. He's a young man learning the craft.
Who do you expect to get back for the Crows next week?
We'll go and have a look at the VFL tomorrow, but Darcy Lamb plays his first game after an extended time with injury, so we'll see how he goes. Garlick gets an opportunity to try and grow from his game. He's got a couple of focus areas to work on, so there's a couple.
As you mentioned, you played a young side tonight, as you have all season, but the Dogs were pretty young themselves.
Yeah, they were.
They were the youngest team this round. Did you expect to see more from your side, maybe, in terms of competitiveness, especially in the first half?
I think our guys are trying extremely hard around the contested side of the game, but errors exacerbated a little bit. You know, I've spoken about that, and their quick hands in and out of congestion, I thought, were a real strength for them today. So they probably won that battle in terms of getting the ball from the inside to the outside, and we were fumbly with the ball and didn't use the ball well enough.
Brendan, no questioning Charlie Kerr's efforts. He did miss a crucial kick late in the game. What was the message to him in the rooms before?
Just at the end of the game?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not going to focus on errors with players after the game. They know when they've made an error, and no one deliberately goes out at AFL to do that. So Charlie's just working through his composure with the footy, but there's also some strong positive signs. His marking's still a positive.
Well, probably didn't find time, but Lockie O'Brien doesn't seem like he stops. How high are his GPS numbers?
Yeah, he's an extraordinary runner. For him to get an opportunity on a Friday night, last week he was on a wing occasionally on Gaff. So we think we've got a player there, but he's, what is he, 3 games in?
Yeah.
But if he keeps that sort of work rate, it'll only pay him back the game. The game pays back those who work hard.
Is his K's already at the top of the list? I mean, how far is he actually covering?
A lot of our players can cover in excess of 13 kilometres, and I think most AFL clubs, their good runners do that. So I'd have to check what his data was today, but he's a strong runner. He's in the top two or three in any of our time trials in his first year.
Clearly a bright spark, Brendan, is Patrick Cripps relishing the extra responsibility. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, no doubt. He wanted to really use this opportunity to learn and grow as a leader, because on game day he's the captain. His contested numbers again continue to inspire others, and they're really strong. Murph this week too has been exceptional as a captain. He got around a lot of the young guys, narrowed their focus points, and did all he could considering he wasn't out on the field, and he's hurting because he wants to be out there to help them.
A little bit talk about the captaincy going forward, Paddy v Sam. It seems like you've got two nice ones that you're grooming. Can you talk through both of their leadership and who maybe might have their nose in front?
Oh, listen, right now Mark Murphy's our captain. We're looking into the future. I'll repeat what you've just said. They're really exciting young leaders, both of them. Sam Doherty's got a real footy brain and can see it and organise. I've likened him to a Sam Mitchell, and Cripps leads through his actions on field. So there's two good leaders there, but I will say right now, Murph's leadership's been exceptional.
Cruiser and Wiedering, do you expect them both to get up next week?
I'm really hopeful, yeah. Sometimes with big Cruz, he's a worry. I said during the week at the presser that you've got to save him from himself sometimes. What happens is he's had this injury and you look after him and that injury comes pretty good, but in the process you can't get good training loads in and then you're at risk of another injury. So he's pretty much right now, but we've just got to get some good work into him so he doesn't injure something else. Thanks, guys.